And now, on Nights with Steve Price, from the Australian, Chris Kenny.
Before all of that, Chris Kenny, the associate editor with the Australian, of course, Kenny on Sunday on Sky News, and he seems to be on the Paul Murray panel just about every night. How are you?
Good, Steve. Once a week with Paul. There you go.
Every time I look up on the screen, you're there, mate.
I filled in for him the last couple of weeks, Wednesday nights. Paul was away. It was good fun to host.
You did
program,
a fine job, too.
I wish I was where you are. I'm actually getting to the snow next week. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, I think the Alps, both the Victorian Alps, where I am tonight, and the Alps, New South Wales, Thredbo, Perisher, are about to get a whacking dump of snow. So your timing might be absolutely spot on. The locals here who've been here forever tell me that they might get a half a metre in the next 24 to 48 hours. There's a big low roaring across from Western Australia. It's going to hit tomorrow morning. So if I don't go skiing early, I think I'll be spending the day inside.
Let's hope they get some rain with as well. There's been a bit of snow around, but not far from the snowfields. Of course, they're in drought.
No rain. It's dreadful. That drought is just heartbreaking. Yeah. Emma Hussar, I was listening to Ray Hadley this morning. He had the BuzzFeed story up as soon as it was posted. He was careful with, you know, going through some of the names, and I think he did the right thing with that. Because late today, you've got Emma Hussar saying this is a fabrication. You've got some of those names saying this never happened. I've never seen one as messy as this, or not for a long time, Chris.
Yeah, it's very ugly, Steve. What you've got here is the Labor Party insider, the New South Wales Labor Party, unloading on Emma Hussar. This is where it's all coming from. It's friendly fire. They're leaking dirt on her. Now, there's so much of it, and some of it stacks up factually, and we know it's difficult for her to explain. That's enough, I think, to say that her career is finished. But wow, what we're starting to get now, these sort of prurient tales we heard today, is just so ugly, so tacky, that, you know, I think most normal people watching this, while we might have a bit of a joke about it, you know, it's pretty distressing. You know, she is a mother of young children. She's obviously got a function in this world, and this is almost like just an attempt to humiliate her out of Parliament because the Labor Party has decided that she's done for. I think what she's got to do sometime is, you know, front up to the public and either explain herself, probably do a bit of both, actually, explain some of her actions and just tell people that she's not up to this. She's not going to recontest the next election. Let's not try and force some resignation before that. She just needs to announce she's not going to contest the next election and serve out the rest of her term very quietly, I think.
These are targeted and timed leaks. I mean, the two that we've had this week, we began with the Daily Telegraph leak about her attending the Bruno Mars concert with the chief inspector from Penrith, and who paid for the Comcars, who paid for the hotel room, why was she there seeing Bruno Mars, not seeing him in Sydney, were there any meetings? So that was a political bombshell that went off, which said, look, this woman who's already facing charges of bullying her staff and treating her staff inappropriately, getting the pickup after her dog. Not only that, she loves using Comcars and living the high life going to pop concerts. So that's leak two, and then leak three to date. And I note that leak two and three came after the by-elections from the weekend. So you tell me this is her own eating her. It's not coming from anywhere else?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, and that's probably one of the reasons that they didn't really want to damage their party last week. It's all coming from the Labor Party. There's a Labor Party investigation. All the complaints are from staffers and ex-staffers. Look, some of this really needs to be checked out. For instance, there are claims today that she might have pocketed money that was supposed to be Labor Party fundraising money into a personal account. Well, obviously, someone's got to get to the bottom of that. Some of these travel claims need to be investigated. I think the complaints about staff bullying, to me, are some of the most serious allegations. But again, you know, if they're really serious, these staff ought to go to the Fair Work Commission or, you know, take some sort of legal action rather than just have an internal Labor Party inquiry. So there's got to be natural justice for her. But there's too much here to think that she hasn't had any problems, and simply the turnover of staff indicates that it hasn't been a very well-functioning office.
No, not a happy workplace at all.
The query is, like, why would someone want to do her in, though? I mean, it's not like this is a very marginal seat that who knows who would win it at the next election. So it's not a matter of sort of factional game playing. I mean, obviously, people have been concerned about what she's doing, and they've decided to try and call time on it.
Unbelievable. Look forward to seeing you on Sky, 7 o'clock on Sunday. Kenny on Sunday. We'll talk to you next week, mate.
Cheers, Steve.
Chris Kenny from The Australian, 13 past 10.